Greetings, Buckeye fans, and welcome to our newest edition of the Ohio State 360 podcast. Today, we're going to talk with Ohio State men's soccer coach Brian Mazenoff. Coach is in his fifth year at Ohio State, joined the Buckeyes in April of 2018. Coach, I know it's still fairly early in the season, and you're still in non-conference play, and you'll dabble in non-conference once you get into league play, but you've had a really tough schedule, and it's been compounded by unfortunate injuries. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, we got a really tough schedule this year, which is really exciting. Some very good non-conference opponents, and then obviously the Big Ten is always extremely strong. Unfortunately, early on, we've been plagued by some injuries. But we're really excited with the group that we have, and we're deep this year. So, you know, we have that next person up mentality. So, you know, yes, it's been unfortunate, but at the same time, the guys are working hard, and we've been playing well. We just got to find ways to grind out some results.
You hear about the next person up mentality. It could be called a cliche, but it's a belief. I know we hear it in a number of programs at Ohio State. Have your guys been able to grasp a hold of that and really work hard in that regard?
Absolutely. I told this group at the beginning of the season, it's a special team, and we were high character guys, and the guys are excited for the next person up. I mean, I said at the beginning, we're going to need all 28 guys on the roster to achieve the goal that we want to achieve this year. And it's showing early in the season, and the guys are doing a good job stepping up.
As a player, as you formerly were, and a coach now, how do you juggle the fine balancing act of injuries of guys maybe that will not be back, maybe they will be back at some point, and perhaps guys that aren't quite ready for this role where they've got to accept it, move on, and fill that void?
Yeah, I mean, injuries are tough. Injuries are tough to deal with. I mean, these guys want to play. Everybody wants to be out there and playing. And you know, when you get some of these injuries, it's tough for the guys that are out, for the guys that are in. You know, to see their teammates on the sideline can be tough. But again, it gives everybody an opportunity to step in and lift the team in the areas that's needed.
Now, your non-conference schedule by design was tough, right? I mean, you return a ton of talent from a second-round NCAA tournament team last year. You had a great season. But this was by design, was it not?
Absolutely. We knew we had a lot of guys coming back from a very good season last year. So we were excited to really load up our schedule with some really quality opponents. We're excited for the year. You know, we're only four games in, and we got a lot of good games coming up.
Who are some of those names, those leaders that you guys have turned to here, at least in the early part of the season?
Yeah, we got some great leadership on the team. We named four captains this year. Owen Sullivan, who's unfortunately injured, Braden Durbin, and Lawrence Wooten, both who play in the center of midfield, have done a great job keeping the guys going. And Dalen Velios, who's plays outside back, he's been a little bit injured, but he's been doing a great job leading, whether he's on the field or not. He's done a great job stepping up and leading the group.
You host Kentucky early this coming week, Tuesday. How big of a task will that be, and a chance for your team to be back at home? And I know you've done some road games here to start the year as well.
Yeah, we love to welcome Kentucky to the Jesse. Is really exciting. I mean, they're a very good team. They were top five pretty much all last year. This year they were as high as number two. But they're a top 10 team for sure. So to welcome them to Columbus is exciting for not only for the players, but for the fans as well.
You've got some crimson and cream in your background. You were a part of that Indiana Invitational the last couple of games you've played. One was a home neutral site game with Washington. So they're going to be coming in the Big Ten. What do they bring? And was that kind of a good little, not a trial and error, but was that a good opportunity to see that program and perhaps how it's going to be going forward with some of these new West Coast teams?
Yeah, Coach Clark does a great job at Washington. I mean, they're going to be a top team coming out of the West for sure in the NCAA tournament, if not the top team coming out. They're loaded with talent, so dangerous going forward, and have two really good midfielders that kind of are their engine room. But so that was a battle. It was a lot of fun, and to welcome them to the Big Ten next year, they're going to definitely provide a boost to the Big Ten because they're such a good program, as well as UCLA.
Hey, Buckeye fans, did you know the Kroger app gives you an easy access to weekly sales, personalized coupons, and fuel points, too? Check out the app today and save while you are ready for game day. Kroger, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. We talked about what's coming in the Big Ten. What do you see this year in the league with the your picked third Big Ten preseason? As I mentioned, tied for second last season. What's the league look like in the immediacy, Coach?
It's a great league. I mean, we should be a top three, if not the top league, in the country. Tremendous programs. Indiana got to the final last year, lost in Penn's to Syracuse. Maryland's always strong. They won it last year. You know, we had a really good year as well as Rutgers. So, I mean, and then I could go on and on. Wisconsin, they've had a great start to the season, and many other programs as well. So it's going to be another battle in the Big Ten. Like I said, we got a tremendous non-conference schedule. But, man, the Big Ten is strong every year.
You mentioned of those returning players that you've got, senior Lawrence Wootton, three-time first-team all-conference. What sets him apart? What makes his standard a little bit different, Coach?
I mean, I could talk forever about Lawrence. I mean, he's done a great job and really lifted this program, not only his leadership on and off the field, but just the person that he is. He's a great player, but even a better teammate. But on the field, he really dictates the tempo for us on both sides of the ball. You know, everybody sees what he does from the attacking standpoint, how smooth he is on the ball. He picks out the right passes, and he really controls the tempo of the game. But defensively, he covers so much ground. He works so hard. He sets the tone defensively, which usually when you have a guy that's so good on the attacking side, some of them aren't as good on the defensive side, but you could argue he's better on the defensive side as well, how he closes spaces and really controls our lines when we press, when we drop. So, again, I could go on and on about Lawrence, but he does a tremendous job.
Brian, let's talk about your staff. Obviously, you're dealing, as we've talked about, with some injuries right now, but how have you taken them and used them to rely on perhaps what you need in this time when you're trying to piece some things together? Tell us about your staff and their expectations right now.
Yeah, the staff does a great job. I mean, when we put this staff together, I mean, you want excellent coaches, but, we focus on great people as well. I mean, their relationships with the players really keeps this team really tight, especially during some of these interesting times, injuries that we're dealing with. The relationship that the staff has built with the players really goes a long way in some of these challenging times. So, they've done a great job that way in terms of building relationships. And then their knowledge on the field is second to none. So I'm blessed to have, one of the best, if not the best staff in the country.
Coach, I was there for the UC Davis game. I noticed at Jesse Owens Memorial Stadium a number of youth. I don't know if there were camps there, if there was a league there, but you've got a really nice turnout, at least in that game that I was at, of the youngsters. Does that kind of speak to the culture of soccer in the area right now?
Yeah, it was Central Ohio, Columbus area. I mean, the soccer's so strong, and we try to tap into that community because the soccer community is great here. Between the crew, between us, the women's program. I mean, the quality of soccer and the youth clubs, so much talent coming out of Columbus and such passion in this city. So, yeah, we love tapping into that youth. That was our fan appreciation day. Camp appreciation day. We had a lot of great campers come out this summer. And like I said, tapping into that youth is something very important for us. And they've come out really strong this season.
You mentioned the crew. Obviously, you played there, but I think there was also some crew players at that game. And just wondering your thoughts. Obviously, you're still tied in there, but what they've done now downtown and where that is right now in terms of Columbus soccer. It's kind of in the shining star the whole way, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, when I came back in 2018, it was great to be around the club again, and then the ownership group changed, the Edwards and the Haslams. I mean, they've done an unbelievable job with the stadium downtown, with the roster they put together. They've just elevated the club, and the way they're playing right now is fantastic. And again, their support, you're right, there are some players at the games, which is great to see. And, you know, we support them, they support us. And it's part of what you mentioned in terms of the soccer community around Columbus, everybody supporting each other and building this game, not only in Ohio, but throughout the country.
Broader picture, the portal, the effect it's had on your program, on soccer in general, do we make too much of a big deal about it? Is it a good thing? What are your thoughts on the transfer portal, Coach?
Yeah, men's soccer, we've always had like a one-time free transfer where you could transfer without sitting. You know, we've had that for many years. I think the transfer portal has made it a little bit more common now to transfer. I could argue either way. Has it been good? Yes. Has it maybe not been great? I could argue that as well. But it is what it is, and you know, it has become a way. You basically have to adjust your recruiting because usually there's someone that's going to come through the transfer portal, whether at mid-year or at the end of the year, that you're going to be interested in. So in terms of roster sizes and roster room, you know, the transfer portal has really changed the way you kind of develop your roster.
Since COVID, we heard from Coach Walker Hawk, the women's coach at Ohio State, earlier in one of these interviews. We talked to her a little bit about the fifth year clause with COVID and getting making room, or if certain fifth year players would come back, if they would not. Have you found that to be an obstacle at all within your program?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely changed. I mean, it provides challenges. Again, that's been good and bad. I mean, there's been some challenges just in how do you work your roster long term, saving a COVID year for some seniors. Some seniors want to take a COVID year. Some seniors don't want to take a COVID year. So, I mean, there's definitely been some challenges, but it's also been great to hang on to some of your players for that extra year. I mean, you build such quality relationships with these guys, and, you know, it's sad to see them go. And then, you know, COVID provided an extra year for some, so it was great to see some stay an extra year. So it definitely provided some challenges. Obviously, we've got one more year left. But I'll be honest with you, I don't think I'll be too upset to see it go, just because some of the challenges it did create.
Couple more minutes here with Coach Brian Mazenoff, Ohio State men's soccer coach, who is in his fifth year as the head coach. Hey, Buckeye fans, whether you're stocking up for your tailgate party or just inviting a few friends on over to watch the game, the Kroger app is an easy way to get all the great food and drinks for game day. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Gene Smith announced his pending retirement coming up in the summer. Brian, you've been here, as mentioned, 5 years. Your thoughts on what he's done, not only for your program, for the athletic department, for athletics in Columbus, a visionary, and we're gonna miss him when he's not around coming the summer, but just your thoughts on the year AD.
Yeah, I mean, he's the best of the best. What he's done for college sports, what he's done for the athletic department at Ohio State, what he's done for me personally. I mean, he's the best of the best. And, you know, it's going to be sad to see him go, but obviously we're so fortunate to have his leadership over the last year. Well, for me, over the last 5 years, I mean, just to be able to learn from a leader like Gene and his vision and how he goes about dealing with everybody individual is top class. And like I said, there's no one better.
We touched on that a little earlier when we mentioned Washington, but how do you envision a men's soccer season, a soccer season period, whether it's men or women? How do you envision that working with travel coming forward with a bigger Big Ten, which is now a nationwide conference?
You know, that's a really good question. And I really don't have an answer for you. I know we have a bunch of meetings coming up of how and what the schedule is going to look like. You know, Washington has a program and UCLA has a men's program, but USC and Oregon do not. So how do we incorporate those two quality programs into our scheduling to make it fair for everybody in terms of travel? It's going to be a bit of a challenge, to be honest with you. But again, we're excited to add those two programs their quality on and off the field. So we're excited to have them, but it is going to be a challenge.
All right, Brian, we'll leave you with this one. And I know you're in season, so maybe there's not a ton of opportunity to get to a lot of these games, but when there's football at home and the men's soccer team has the opportunity to be there, whether it's just you and your staff, or maybe it's some of the players, or if you're recruiting, give us an idea of what that does for your program in terms of a Buckeye home game as we enjoy some of these early home games with great weather.
Yeah, I mean, who's not a Buckeye football fan? I mean, it is, from a recruiting standpoint, we use it, the excellence of that program year after year after year, as one of the best in the country, if not the best in the country. We use that for recruiting. It's so much fun to go to the games when we can. Obviously, it's difficult during the season, but we go as much as we can just to, again, witness that excellence on the field is so much fun for myself and the staff and for the players. And then when we can't make it, obviously, we're cheering on the TVs whenever we can. So it's they provide so much coverage for us in terms of recruiting. Our recruits love it, and we use it as much as we can.
Brian Mazenoff, the head men's soccer coach at Ohio State in his fifth year. Brian, thanks for your time and all the best as the year continues along. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much for having me, and go Bucks.